السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، ربي زدني علما، ربي زدني علما. Today we're going to be continuing our study of Surah Al-Qasas. It will just be me today, inshallah. So today we'll cover verses 51 through 56, inshallah. So we'll be covering about five verses, and these verses are very beautiful. They're very important for us to cover, and we're going to jump right into it because they have so much packed into it, and I want to be able to make sure that we cover all of it. So as previously, we talked about the previous verses last week, and in those verses last week, we had myself and Ustad Safi, we had such an amazing discussion in regards to, you know, the previous nations, and also how Allah SWT talked to people, how Allah SWT called people who were coming, who, you know, refused to come, what was the responsibility of the Prophet SAW, and how that Allah SWT consoled the Prophet SAW. In the verses this week, we see that Allah SWT is halfway continuing that conversation. So Allah SWT says, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّلْنَا لَهُمُ الْقَوْلَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah SWT says, he says, we have caused our word to come to them so that they may be mindful. Okay, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّلْنَا, we have caused our word, لَهُمُ الْقَوْلَ, we have caused the word to arrive to them, to come to them, so that لَأَلَّهُمْ, perhaps they will be يَتَذَكَّرُونَ, people who are mindful, people who think. And what's interesting here is that these verses are implicating that for the guiding people, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has continuously provided guidance. That this verse is showing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had continuously provided guidance. You know, sometimes we think that, okay, well, like in certain situations where we're talking about the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing down, and we're talking about the Quraysh, and we're talking about so many people, sometimes we think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never, maybe it's possible that this is the first time they're hearing the message. Maybe it's possible that they were never familiar with this message in the first place, when that's not true. You know, so that's how sometimes when it came to the Quraysh, they were familiar with certain points. And it may be that those points weren't necessarily, they were familiar with certain things of Islam that Islam brought forth. And it may not be that they completely understood the depth of it, that they completely understood everything that it entailed, but they were very familiar with it. Like, for example, they were familiar with the stories of Luqman the Wise. You know, they were familiar with, you know, Jews and Christians, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had previously brought down scripture. He had previously presented the oneness of Allah, the monotheistic faiths. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that we have caused our word to come to them. You know, wasanna is in the past tense, that we have caused our word to come to them, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ, so perhaps that they will be mindful. And these are talking about those who are, this is talking about the word coming to those who actually had their hearts open to it. Okay, they actually had their hearts open to accepting the message in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was bringing forth to them. That they were familiar with it, they had heard it, they had this very familiar, this really close familiarity with it, they had heard it many times, and they weren't people who were going to close the door. They weren't people who were going to slam the door in the face of these messengers that would come to teach them more about the religion. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in ayah number 52. He says, أَلَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ هُمْ بِهِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Those to whom we gave the scripture before, believe in it. You know, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ is referring to the righteous people amongst the people of the book. That these people have been given the scripture before, that they have been given the book, and they believed in it, okay? We gave them the scripture before they believed in it. Like, they were given the scripture, and they believed in it. And this verse, it shows how some people who are against the Quran, that there were some people, the Quraysh, and some other people from the Quraysh who were against the Quran. And them being against the Quran was not because of any true will, you know, any true reasoning. They didn't have any true reasoning to be against the Quran. Rather, they were just averse to the Quran for the sake of just being averse to the Quran. They didn't have any true stance there, that it was what the Quran brought forth, the things that the Quran was saying, the things that the Prophet was bringing, the values that they were bringing, that these were such things that they were actually familiar with, that it wasn't something that was completely out of the water. It wasn't a way that they were completely, you know, not familiar with it. And another thing that we realize is that Islam came as a reformation of the heart. It came to make people better people. It came to make, you know, to make a society that was as wretched, as, you know, terrible, as horrible as the society of Mecca or the Arabian Peninsula, to make it a better place, to make people's hearts better. And so here you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that these people, they had an attitude that they are ready to adopt the Quran by the time that the Quran came to them. And the thing is, it's emphasized here where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّنَا, that this is, that they will say that this is the truth from our Lord. And we'll talk about that in the next ayah, that they will say that this is the truth from our Lord. So when they got these verses, they didn't turn away from the Prophet. And this is a continuous consolation to the Prophet. Because remember, we started off the surah talking about the Prophet making hijra and talking about how things were very difficult for him, and how, you know, the story of Musa came as a way to teach the Prophet, as a way to show the Prophet that difficulties does happen. Difficulties do happen. But it doesn't mean that we stop there. And so now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown the Prophet that there are people who turn to you. There are people who, when you recited the Quran to them, that they believed in what you recited. When it is recited to them, قالوا, they say, آمنا به, we believe in it, إِنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّنَا, that indeed this is the truth from our Lord, إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنْ قَبْلِهِ, and إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مُسْلِمِينَ, that before it came, we had already devoted ourselves to him. We had already submitted ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so here, it's showing us that the people of the book, that they had believed in the Quran even before the revelation or the prophecies were found. There's another verse in Surah Al-Baqarah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Alladhina atainahumul kitaba ya'rifunahu," that those we gave scripture, okay, those we gave scripture know it as well as they know their own. Kama ya'rifuna abana'ahum, knows it as well as they know their own sons. Wa inna fariqan minhum layaktumuna al-haqqa wa hum ya'lamun. And but some of them hide the truth that they know. That they know this scripture is the truth. They know that this Quran is the truth, and they know it as well as they know their own sons, but they decide to hide the truth. And so here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing the opposite group of people, that these are the people that as soon as the verses are recited upon them, that they believe in the Quran. But what they're saying is that we've always believed in one God. We've always believed in one messenger. And so it's showing that there are people of the book who believed in the Prophet ﷺ, believed in the message that the Prophet ﷺ brought, and were not averse to the message in which the Prophet ﷺ brought, was not averse to the scripture, the Quran, that was brought to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says the reward of these people, أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْتُونَ أَجَرَهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will be given their reward twice over. They will be given the reward, marratain, twice over. Bima sabaru, for what they were steadfast or what they were patient against. That this wasn't an easy process. That they were patient, they were steadfast. وَيَدْرَعُونَ بِالْحَسْنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ. And they repelled the evil with good, okay? They repelled the yadra'una, they took out the evil, okay? They took out the evil with good. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِمَّا رَزَقَنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and out of what we provided for them, they would give. Now, let's stick on this ayah a little bit, because this class is primarily for college students. And the thing is that sometimes when we talk about these ayahs, we don't, as college students, stuff like that, we don't know how they would apply to us. We don't know how they would, how we will use them in our everyday life. Ula'ika yu'tuna ajrahum marratayn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these are the people that they will be given two rewards, bima sabaru, because of how they were patient, wa yadra'una bil hasanati sayya, and they repel evil with good, that they get rid of the evil with good. This is something that every person can do. Okay, this is something that every person could do. This refers to the making sure that they this refers to those who came in the past, how they oppose their ancestors when they will say something bad about the religion, when they will say something bad about Islam, when they were trying to insult the Prophet of Islam, when they were trying to, you know, be a certain, when they would do certain bad things, that they will show true decency and they will show forgiveness, that they will show true decency and they will defend the religion. For us, how can we put this into practice? Well, the first thing is that when people come and try to abuse our religion, when people come and say things, you're in college, people are going to say things. They're going to say things about, you know, you wearing a scarf. They're going to say things about you praying. They're going to say all kinds of things. How do you deal with those things that are being said? Do you become a nasty person as well and say bad things towards that person as well? Do you decide to use, you know, foul language as well? How do you repel the evil that is coming towards you? How do you deal with people who are negative? How do you deal with people who bring about bad? How do you do that? Well, you do it by dealing with people in a decent way, that having true decency, that it doesn't require for us to get our point across to defend our religion and things of that nature. We don't have to become people who are foul. We don't have to become people who are nasty, people who say things that are not okay, people who, you know, we don't have to fight fire with fire. That we can deal with people in a nice way. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and from what we have provided for them, that yunfikun, they spend from it. They spend from what we have provided for them. Here, there is no marker. It's not talking about zakat. You know, zakat, there's a marker. And in zakat, with that marker, you have a certain threshold that you reach. And then you have to spend from there. But here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that you give from what He has provided you. For whatever amount of money you have, whatever thing that you have that you're able to give out, then you give out from it. Okay? You give out from it. You don't have to be the richest person. You don't have to be the one who makes the most money. You don't have to be someone who's even working. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given all of us something, and we all have something that we're able to give within our means. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And then He continues about, and it's explaining how it is to be a person who repels evil with good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ, that when they hear this frivolous talk, when they hear lagwa, means like talk that is just useless, like talk that is just, you know, vowel is useless. Nobody really, you don't need to be listening to it. Nobody really needs to be listening to this, okay? When they hear nonsensical talk, أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ, that they turn away from it, that they turn away from it. Okay, when they hear frivolous talk, when they hear people talking about other people, when they hear people talking about the religion, when they hear people just debating and trying to just do things that debating for no reason, debating just for the sake of arguing, you know, talking just for the sake of talking, talking about people, frivolous talk, just straight lagwa, just straight nonsensical talk, then they turn away from it. They don't engage. They don't get trapped. Okay, they don't sit there and start arguing back. They don't try to fight fire with fire. وَقَالُوا, and they say, لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا, that for us is our deeds. We have our deeds. وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ, and you have your deeds. سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, then peace be with you. سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, peace be with you. لَا نَبْتَغِي الْجَاهِلِينَ, that we do not seek the company of ignorant people. In Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about this when He describes the Ibad al-Rahman, when He describes the slave, the beautiful slaves of Allah, the beautiful servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when He describes that, He's talking about, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that when they hear when a person comes to them who is straight jahil, who is somebody who is very ignorant, someone who just is a troublemaker. When a troublemaker comes to them, qalu salama, that they say peace to that person. What are we learning here? We're learning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us how to deal with the people in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us how to deal with the different people in the world. He's teaching us how to deal with internet trolls. He's teaching us how to deal with people who come to us and talk to us in a way that's not okay. He's teaching us how to deal with people who don't have any weight in the things that they're saying. They just want to say it. Okay, they just want to talk to us and they just want to say it. They just want to argue for no reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us how we deal with these people, that we don't need to argue with every single person. When people are on the internet and they're talking bad about your religion, or they're talking bad about you, or they're, you know, sending tweets or whatever the case may be, that there are some people that the best thing to do is just to step away from the conversation. It's just to step away from them. That the best thing to do is to go away. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, what does he say? How do they step away? How do they turn away from these conversations? لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. You do you, I do me, to each their own. And it's not in a condescending way. It's not saying like, oh yeah, like you're going to hell, da, 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 this and that. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just saying that these people just leave the people that they know that there is no getting to them, meaning that you can be advising somebody or you can be talking to somebody. Some people just want to argue. Some people just want to come to you and they just want to continue to argue with you. And in those things, in those times, with those people, it's important to just say, okay, you got it. I'm going to do me, you do you. Let's agree to disagree. Qalu salam, salam. That they say peace upon them. Salamun alaikum. Peace upon you. La nabutagi ajahini. That I don't want to be in the company. We don't want to be in the company of those who are ignorant. We don't want to be in the company of ignorant people. And then in the last ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this ayah is so powerful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. That you cannot guide, you, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you cannot guide those whom you love. You cannot guide everyone you love. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. It is Allah who guides whoever he wills. وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. And he knows best those who will follow the guidance. And this verse is so beautiful because the Prophet ﷺ, he was very concerned. He concerned himself very heavily with the responsibility that he was given. He concerned himself very heavily with the responsibility that he was given to help the people come to guidance, to bring the message to the people. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him all these verses first. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him all these verses. He says that, وَلَقَدْ وَصَلْنَا لَهُمُ الْقَوْلَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. That we have caused our word to come to them over and over again so that they may be mindful. But the ones who did come, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ, those who we gave the scripture to before, whom بِهِ يُؤْمِنُونَ, that they believe in the Quran. They believe in it. There are some people who are people of the book and they were aware of it and they believe in it. وَإِذَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ, when the verses are recited upon them, قَالُوا آمَنَّا, they say, we believe, آمَنَّا بِهِ, we believe in it, we believe in the Quran. إِنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّنَا, this is the truth from our Lord. إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مُسْلِمُونَ, and we were way before this, we had already devoted ourselves to him, we had already submitted ourselves to him. أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْتُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ, that these are the people that will get two rewards. بِمَا صَبَرُوا, because of how patient they were, because of how steadfast they were, because of how consistent they were. وَيَدْرَعُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ, and they repelled the negative talk, the evil talk, the nasty talk that came to them, the things that people will say about the religion, the bad things, all the bad things they repelled it with good. They didn't fight fire with fire, they repelled it with good. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and that they would spend, they would give to others out of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had provided them. Okay, they will give to others out of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had provided to them. And وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ, when they would hear frivolous talk, when they would hear people talking crazy, talking, you know, in a way that was not okay, saying things, just wanting to argue for the sake of arguing. أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ, that they would turn their face away from it. وَقَالُوا لَنَا, They will say, "Lana a'maluna," for us is our deeds. Like, we do what we do. "Wa lakum a'malukum," and for you is your deeds. Every single one of us is going to have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not going to have this useless argument with you because it's just that useless. It's just that useless. These people don't want to listen. They just want to argue, and they want to bring you out of your character. So don't let them bring you out of your character. Salamun alaykum. Peace be unto you. La nabutagiya jahineen. We don't seek to be in the company of those who are ignorant. We don't seek to be in the company of ignorant people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet, you have these people. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the Prophet. You have these people who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who listen to the Quran, who really took it as the truth. And this is not the other people that don't want to be guided. No matter how much you love them, no matter how much you care about them, no matter how much you want them to believe, no matter how many times you recite the message upon them, it is not your responsibility to guide anyone. That is the responsibility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be able to guide somebody. إِنَّكَ لَا تَحْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. That you do not have the ability to guide someone, even if you love that person. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He guides to whomever He wills. وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. And He knows best those who will follow guidance. And this last verse that we're going to cover here today is so important for all of us to really internalize and to think about. That sometimes we think that arguing with people, we think that pulling out all of these facts, constantly bombarding them with like maybe WhatsApp messages or forwards and things of that nature, that's going to make a person see our point of view. That there are sometimes you do the best you can in the conversation, and after that it's completely over. You'd say your point and you keep it pushing. That you don't have the ability to change someone's mind. You don't have the ability to change someone's heart. That is only with the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do that. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change someone's mind. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change someone's heart. And so when we are dealing with people, when we're talking to people, we should not go into these conversations thinking that we can change people, because we can't. We cannot change anyone. But what we can do is say our piece, and what we can do is say that we believe, and what we can do is practice to the best of our ability to give from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided to us. To when people want to argue with us, when people want to bring us out of our character, don't allow them to bring you out of your character. Don't allow them to, take you out of who you are. Don't allow somebody to get you to the point where you become, a mean or a vile person. Don't allow somebody to do those things. That rather, what you do is you hold on to those values and things that God has given you, and you continue to be the best person that you can possibly be. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to be able to act upon these verses. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us people who are steadfast. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us and gives us the best in this life and the next. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.